This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver International Airport expects Sunday to be its busiest day since the start of the pandemic. Here's CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galva.
DIA has added back some security screening capacity to shorten wait times. They've also reopened a cheaper shuttle parking lot to help with crowding. So far, they say it's working, but DIA spokesperson Alex Renteria says people need to plan ahead.
On Sunday, we can expect that 206,000, probably over that, will be at the airport. So that's, again, departing, arriving, connecting, and that most likely will become our busiest day post the onset of the pandemic.
Renteria suggests people arrive 2 hours or more before their departure time. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva, CPR News.
The Colorado Ballet is unveiling its latest production of The Nutcracker. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
The Nutcracker is back in Denver this weekend. The ballet company's production will feature new sets and costumes just for Colorado. Performances will take place at the Ellie Calkins Opera House through Christmas Eve. The Nutcracker is one of the Colorado Ballet's biggest shows of the year, and tickets are on sale now. So if you want to see the timeless tale, don't delay. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
A summer outdoor movie series is returning to Red Rocks starting tonight. Film on the Rocks will screen holiday favorites like Home Alone, Die Hard, and A Christmas Story. It runs through mid-December. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.